Cape Talk. You can call us on 021 446 0567.
All right, now if there's one thing we know for sure, it's that healthcare in South Africa is extremely expensive, and the cost of medical consultations, medications, procedures continues to rise annually. And then even if you have medical aid, there's a whole host of jargon and terms and conditions that you need to decode in order to make sure that you're really benefiting from your medical scheme. Well, next up, we're taking a closer look at PMBs, or prescribed minimum benefits, how they work, and joining us to answer your questions is Christo Becker, who's Principal Officer for SelfMed Medical Scheme. So if you've got a question relating to PMBs, do please get in touch on 021 446 0567. Christo, great to have you on the show. When we say PMB, what do we actually mean?
Thanks, Sarah Jane. It's great to chat to you. A PMB is a prescribed minimum benefit, as you said earlier, and there's about 270 conditions that is mandated by the Medical Schemes Act and under Regulation 8. That mandates that a medical aid must pay for these specific conditions in full, and there may be no co-payment that is charged to the member. There's also 26 chronic conditions that's covered under those. So these will include things like a motor vehicle accident, certain cancers, heart attack, or stroke. So it's really aimed at protecting a member from having a very big financial impact in their life.
So this is under the Medical Schemes Act. All medical aid schemes have to provide PMBs. Are there any qualifying criteria, or does everyone qualify as standard?
No, when you belong to a medical aid, you qualify as standard. The prescribed minimum benefit is activated through the diagnosis. So if the diagnosis code that the doctor uses, or the diagnosis then that the doctor makes, is effectively a PMB, then it has to be covered by the medical scheme. There's one caveat, though, that we need to look at, and that is that the treatment itself needs to be standard of care. So if it's a new treatment that there hasn't been a lot of research on, and the efficacy of it hasn't been proven, then what could happen is the medical aid is going to say, we'll cover you, but not for that specific operation or that type of operation.
Okay. Any situations where we're not covered for PMBs, for example, when you join a medical aid scheme for the first time, is there a period during which you may not be covered?
When you join a medical aid scheme for the first time and you're under the age of 35, and then that's a different situation that I'm sure we'll talk about, then there's no limit. If you have a pre-existing medical condition, so you come into the medical aid with that condition already diagnosed and you've had treatment for it, then they might implement some waiting periods on you, but that depends from person to person and on the specific situation. So there might be a 3-month generic waiting period, or there might be a 12-month condition-specific waiting period that might be imposed.
I want to just go to a message we've had in from Anna, who says, regarding PMB conditions, I belong to the bottom plan of Transmed Medical Aid. We're pensioners, all we can afford. I have to have a stereocoptic biopsy done at Groteske Hospital because of a suspicious breast lump. I was asked to provide the procedure code for authorisation. I received the code from the case manager at the hospital and was told it was incorrect and that the biopsy was not a PMB condition. I even called the radiology department and they informed me the codes were correct. My procedure is on the 7th of March. I'm obviously anxious as I've had a sister who's battled breast cancer. I'm still struggling to get the right code and the medical aid won't help me with it. I was under the impression that PMB was for a list of chronic conditions that have to be covered. Breast lumps will fall under something else. Very confused. Any advice at all for Anna, Christo?
Sure, that is a very difficult one. You see, the prescribed minimum benefits works on the diagnosis. So if the diagnosis isn't exactly a prescribed minimum benefit, then it might fall outside of it. The best advice I can give to her is to contact the Council for Medical Schemes and to ask them for assistance in this specific case. Because you have to look at the diagnosis code, you have to look at the CPT-4 or the procedure code, and then you have to understand what the initial diagnosis is that was made. So it's very difficult to comment on a specific case on air or with such limited information. So she can log onto a website, it's medicalschemes.com. www.medicalschemes.com. And that's the website for the Council for Medical Schemes, which is the regulator of medical schemes in South Africa, and they should be able to help her.
Sepp in Gordon's Bay is asking, what if I only have a hospital plan? Does that mean that the PMBs aren't covered?
No, even with a hospital plan only, let's say you've got a high blood pressure, which the ICD-10 is I-10 for. If you're diagnosed with high blood pressure, even though you're only on a hospital plan, the medical aid has to pay for a consultation to your GP if it is specific for the blood, specifically for blood pressure, and they have to pay for the medication as well. There might be a formulary where the medical aid says, well, we only pay for these different types of medication, but it has to be covered even though you are only on a hospital plan.
Another message in, is there a limit to my PMB? For example, can it run out?
PMBs cannot run out. It has to be covered in full. So I've used the example previously where I said that we had a patient last year which condition caused a spend of up to in excess of 3 million rand. So your PMBs cannot run out. They might say, as I said earlier, they might say the care or the level of care that you're giving or that specific operation is not going to be covered, but they'll have to have a very, very good reason for that.
Okay. And just finally, just talk us briefly, if you will, through pre-authorization and how that relates to PMBs.
Okay. When you need to go for an elective procedure, so the doctor says to you, you need to come in because we need to do an operation that is a prescribed minimum benefit, you need to contact your medical aid and inform them that you would like to go to the hospital on that specific date, and you have to provide them with a diagnosis codes and you have to provide them with the procedure codes as well. This is also an opportunity for you to ask the medical aid, is there going to be any co-payments or is there any rules or regulations that I need to know about in this specific case? You get your pre-authorization number and you know that you will be covered within the hospital. If it's an emergency situation, for instance, you're in a vehicle accident, if I can use that, or you get a heart attack, then you can go to the hospital immediately. There's no pre-authorization. And what will happen is the hospital will then retrospectively apply for authorization number from the medical aid. And since it was an emergency, they cannot refuse it because the regulation is set up in such a way for the prescribed minimum benefits that they cannot refuse to pay for an emergency.
Okay, got it. Christo, we've run out of time, sadly, but hopefully you've given our listeners something of an overview around PMBs. It's great to have you back on, and obviously a conversation I think that we need to explore in more detail when we've got more time another day. But Christo, thanks ever so much for joining us. That's Christo Becker, Principal Officer at SelfMed Medical Aid Scheme.